Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. Everybody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You feel the presence of the Lord in this service tonight? Well, glory. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do any preaching tonight or not. But I'm going to try to say a few things that I feel like the Lord wants me to say. And we'll just kind of see from then what will take place. Read to you a very, very familiar portion of Scripture, one that many times you have examined. It's been preached so much till sometimes we think it's been preached out, worn thin with preaching. But I like it every time I read it. I shout hallelujah because every time I read it, it's a kick in the teeth to the devil. Because Jesus built this church. I said, Jesus built it. Amen. And there's no power in heaven, there's no power on earth, and neither is there any power in hell that can stop the onward thrust of the church.
Right. Amen.
I want to speak to you just a little bit tonight. There's a little song that we used to sing quite a bit more, and we sing it now. It goes something like, I'm talking about the church. In the book of Revelation, it's built on a rock and got a firm foundation. It's been through the flood and it's been through the fire. And one of these days, this church is going to move up higher. It's the church triumphant. And it's built by the hand of the Lord.
Oh, yes.
So I want to borrow just a little phrase out of that particular course of song, and I want to speak to you tonight for as long as I'm able from the thought, the church triumphant.
Yes.
The church triumphant. I hope to make the devil so mad tonight he gnashes his teeth.
Yeah.
Amen. And if he gets stirred up in you, we can handle that too. Amen. It's the truth. We already have. Last Sunday night, the devil got stirred up. But it looked like the devil learned, you know, but he's ignorant. He's dumb. He's been doing the same thing for all these many years. And every time he rears up in the house of God, God cuts his head off and he'll still raise up. He raised up last Sunday night. But what did we do to him, Vicky? We cut his head off, didn't we? Amen. I'm glad to see your husband with you. Can you tell a change in her? Definitely. You think it's real noticeable, huh? Are you glad she come to church last Sunday night and got deliverance and then got the Holy Ghost? Well, now it's your turn tonight. Why don't you just get in and get it? Amen. Although I feel so good, I feel so preachified, I could preach to midnight probably, and then we'd have to pray for those that fell out the window and died. Well, would you give me about 20 minutes? Now, I want y'all to notice the time. Y'all think I've been preaching an awful long time, but now it's nearly 8:30. So don't expect me to be through by 9 o'clock. I've been missing you. I'm glad you finally made it back tonight. Amen. Well, we're living in a world that's a little unstable tonight. The threat of war hangs over the heads of every one of us. World conditions are just a little bit uncertain. They bring a little bit of fear. Our economic situation is not exactly what we had choose to have it be. Seems like on every hand there is no security. In fact, security is like a ghost. It's elusive. It's hard to see. You just can't seem to get your hands on it. And in this world that we're living in, we can't find a solid foundation. And we used to use that saying, it's as solid as the rock of Gibraltar. Don't use that saying anymore because they found out that the rock of Gibraltar's not too solid. There's a fault under it, and at any time it could crumble away. So you see, even those landmarks that we fixed in our minds that are supposed to be so certain and so sure, they're really not very sure at all. Men are finding themselves in the unique position of overnight either to becoming millionaires or becoming paupers. And nervous conditions and disorders prevail in the land. And it's a proven fact that 2 out of every 3 inhabitants of the United States of America have some form of mental or nervous disorder. Our mental institutions are full and overflowing with waiting lists for people that need to be in there because they're looking for something and they can't find it in the world. There is no security in this world, but I want you to know that in this old sin-tossed world, there's a church triumphant. Yes, there is. There's a place of safety. There's a sure refuge. There's a haven for the soul. There's a port that you can run into in the midst of the storm. There's a church that's solid. There's a church that's secure. There's a church that's been built by the hand of the Lord. And there's a church that's going to make it. I don't care what comes or goes. The church is going to be all right.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
This old ship of Zion that I'm riding in, it's been through a many a storm. The waves that beat against it look like at any moment it was going to break up and we was going to shipwreck. But the ship is still sailing on tonight. I want you to know that there is a secure place. There is a sure place. There is a certain solid refuge and a place where you don't have to worry. There is an unconditional, I said unconditional, security of the church. Not of an individual, but of the church. And as long as you stay in the boat, I don't care what comes or goes. If you're in the church, you're going to make it. Because this church is going to make it all the way home. Oh, yes it is.
You know, it seemed like men have gone stark raving mad. Preached for a man one time named Stark, and he didn't appreciate that terminology. But that's what we've always said. Looks like the world has gone stark raving mad. It seems as though evil will prosper. It seems as though corruption triumphs. It seems that the evil man excels. Wickedness has been deified, and it has not been dethroned. And it seemed like that the righteous have been forced aside and placed in a dark corner somewhere. But in spite of it all, I'd rather be an old-time apostolic. I'd rather be an old-time Christian. I'd rather be in the church than any place I know. My, my, my. I want you to know that anywhere you go from the church is down. Jerusalem is in an elevated position geographically. Jerusalem is in an elevated position. It is the geographical crossroads of the world. I like what the scripture said, and Jerusalem, which is above us, is the mother of us all. So when you leave the church, then you've got to go down. But when you stay with the church, you're in an elevated position. When you're in the church, you're high. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. You don't have to be dismayed. It's going to be all right. And it's not what's wrong with the church. In fact, there's nothing wrong with the church. It's what's right with the church. There may be something wrong with you, honey, but there ain't a thing wrong with this church. It's all right. It's the church that God built.
Oh, yeah. Preach on.
Hallelujah. Now, I want you to know that not every church is right. Somebody's wrong. If I'm right, then everybody else is wrong. Well, is it the truth? All right. If it's right that Jesus' name baptism is the only baptism, then anybody that doesn't preach Jesus' name baptism is wrong.
So let me just simplify it and put it like this. Now, this is going to make some of you mad, but you get the Holy Ghost and you'll be glad.
If
If your preacher don't preach the message I'm preaching, he's preaching false doctrine. Not because I'm great, but I'm preaching what thus saith the Word of the Lord. Thank you. I won't get through with this foundation. I feel like preaching here a little bit. The greatest tool that the devil has ever devised is the name tool. Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Lutheran, Pentecostal. That's the greatest tool that the devil has ever used. That keeps more people out of the kingdom of God than anything. Listen, I want you to know, a denomination didn't save me. God did. It wasn't the name of a church. It was the Spirit of the resurrected Christ that come into my heart. Oh. I want you to know, in every instant where Jesus Christ asked question, the question was concerning His identity. His identity was the test of fellowship.
Yeah, that's it. All right.
Whom do men say I am?
Yeah.
Well, some say you're John the Baptist. Well, I don't have time to preach about that. If I preach about that, I won't be able to preach what I really want to preach about tonight. The question of His identity has always been the acid test of whether or not you're in the church.
That's right.
You can call yourself roly-poly. You can start a new church.
Yeah.
I name it the Church of the Most High Exalted God. And be right. Or you can call yourself Pentecostal and be wrong. It's not the name, church name, Pentecost, Methodist, Baptist that saves you. It's the indwelling Spirit of Jesus Christ. And without that Spirit, there is no salvation to your soul.
And you're right.
Oh. The revelation of Jesus Christ is the foundation of this church. I want you to know that He said, I say unto thee, thou art Cephas. Or I say unto thee that thou art Petra. Or in by literal and transliteration it says, I say unto thee that thou art Little Rock. But upon this rock, and one transliteration says, and upon this big rock, I will build my church. He didn't build it on Peter. He built it on the identity and the revelation of Jesus the Christ.
Yes, amen. That's it.
Oh, yes, He did.
Yeah,
and I want you to know, I'm talking about the church, the gates of hell, the power of the infernal regions shall not have dominion, power, nor authority over the church, for He had put His name in it. And where the name of the Lord is, every knee has got to bow and every tongue has got to confess that He is the Lord.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Truth is under attack. People today are destroying the truth of God's Word, the veracity of truth. And truth is simply repentance. What a baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, the infilling or indwelling of the Holy Ghost, evidenced by speaking in other tongues, and the living of a holy, separated, consecrated life unto God. But it's under attack, and men are saying that's not necessary. And in this world that we're living in, many people feel like the church has already served its purpose, and they feel like truth is dying out, and the church is just for the weak and the weak-minded. You know, the world says, you go to church, you're a sissy. Take a good, clean-cut, Holy Ghost-filled young man that don't go out and carouse and make a fool of himself and everybody else. They call him sissy. I'm going to tell you who the sissy is. It's that liver-hearted, yellow-backed individual that'll flow with the world and go out and do all the things everybody else is doing. It takes a man, it takes a woman to look the world eyeball to eyeball and say, no, not me, I've got something better.
That's it. Get on. Ooh, yeah. Come on.
We prayed a man through one of our revivals. He stood 6'8" in his sock feet. He weighed 325 pounds. He looked like a slab of concrete, including his face. He was a rough character. He got the Holy Ghost and got all excited about it and wanted everybody that he had ever known to get it too. So he went down to the bar where he used to spend all of his free time a-drinking and a-carousing and acting like a fool. And he began to tell them about the Holy Ghost. And none of them make fun of him. Oh, no, I wouldn't make fun of him either. And he told one of his best buddies, he said, I want you to go to church with me. He said, ah, church is for sissies. That fellow reached out. You know, he didn't know a whole lot. He had just got the Holy Ghost about 3 or 4 days before. He reached out and grabbed him by the neck, nap of the neck, and picked him up in one hand and shook him like a dog shakes a bone and said, who are you calling sissy? Oh no, not you. I didn't mean you. Yeah, you did. When you're talking about the church, you're talking about me.
Yeah.
Fellow said, I didn't mean it. He said, well, come go to church with me. He said, I ain't going to church. And he had just read that scripture that morning about compel them to come. He said, yeah, you going to church.
Yeah.
He drug him in the church. Now, that's not quite what the scripture had meant, I don't think. I really don't think that's right. But that ain't such a bad idea, is it? If you think you're big enough to get away with it. But I'm going to tell you, when you go to talking about the church, you're not talking about a weak church. You're not talking about a bunch of insipid, pansy creatures that's got macaroni in their wrist. You're talking about men and women that have been through the thud and the fire, that are willing to stand the test and will stand up and say, I am a child of the King. Oh,
yeah.
I'd just like to know one thing. When they say the truth is dead and it's no longer alive, I'd like to know one thing. Who buried truth?
Yeah. That's it.
Who preached the funeral?
Yeah. Who buried truth?
Who delivered the eulogy?
Yeah. That's it.
Who was his pallbearers?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, listen. I like that song. Is it in this book I live on?
Yeah.
Open it up and find it for me. Y'all just hold on. I ain't in no hurry. I hope y'all ain't. I'm going to show you what truth will do for you here in just a minute. They say, oh, you know, it don't matter what you believe. Just love God. And you know, God's a God of love. And when you love Him, it's going to be all right. But I'm going to tell you, honey, He may be a God of love, but He's also going to be the Lion of Judah when He sits on the judgment throne.
Yeah.
You're not going to see the meek little Lamb of Calvary at judgment. You're going to see the Lion of Judah.
Yeah.
The Lamb was slain at Calvary, and the one that's going to sit on the throne is going to be the Lion of Judah. But I like this song, man. It says, 'tis a sweet and glorious thought that comes to me. I'm going to live on. Yes, I'll live on. Jesus saved my soul from death and now I'm free. I'll live on. But here's the one that really just gets a hold of me. I'm telling you, when my body's slumbering in the cold clay, I want you to know I'm going to live on that asleep in Jesus till the judgment day. But that's not all. I like this next verse too that says, when the world's on fire and darkness veils the sun, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. When men will run into the rocks and mountains cry, I'm going to live on. And then it goes on to say, in the glory land with God upon the throne, I'm going to live on. I'm going to live on. There for eternal ages, singing home sweet home. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun, and I'm going to go there one of these days sooner or later, because I have got truth in my heart, not the doctrine, dogma, catechism or creed of this world, but I have received the truth of Jesus Christ, and that truth hath set me free. The world's on fire and the sun refuses to shine. There's going to be a church triumphant.
Yeah.
You know what we're going to be? We're going to be shouting around the throne, singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to sing glory, glory. His truth is marching on. I want you to know the church will never die. They'll never die. Do you hear me? The church isn't going down. The church isn't going down. We're going up. We're going up in the first resurrection.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I want my reader to read just a little bit for me. I want him to get with the program. He's going to keep up with me. He's going to have to. I'm about to finish my introduction here.
Hallelujah.
Then you're going to have to put it in high gear and put your zoot suit on, put your crash helmet on, rev it up to high gear and put your ears in gear and let's go. Amen. Read a little bit about the church triumphant.
In a moment.
In a moment.
In the twinkling.
In the twinkling of an eye.
At the last trump,
for the trumpet shall sound,
and the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
The dead's gonna be raised incorruptible,
and we shall be changed.
And we shall be changed.
Yes,
yes, we shall. Read on a little bit more.
For this corruptible,
must put on incorruption,
and this mortal
must put on immortality.
Hallelujah.
We're gonna be changed. We're gonna be changed. We're not going down. We're not going down. We're gonna be changed. And when we're changed into the likeness of His glory, we're going up.
Yeah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Read some more.
So
when this corruptible
shall have put on incorruption,
and this mortal
shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass.
Death is swallowed up in the victory. Death is not a fear to the child of God. It's a promotion. We set our eyes this side of eternity and we open them on streets of gold. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death,
where is thy sting? Oh, grave,
where is thy victory?
Oh, yeah.
The sting of death is sin.
And the strength of sin.
Is the law.
But thanks be to God.
Which gives the church.
The victory.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Read on a little bit more.
Therefore,
because we have this victory,
my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast,
unmovable,
always abounding,
in the work of the Lord.
For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain, but in the Lord.
I want you to know this is the church triumphant.
Yeah.
We're not a bunch of people, fanatics from the wrong side of the track. We've got the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
We've got the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Woo, yes. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
You know, the only thing that surprises me about this service already tonight is that crippled haven't already walked. Blind eyes haven't already seen. Deaf ears haven't already heard. The only thing that surprised me so far about this service, Brother Barnes, is that there hasn't been that acceptance of the miraculous that's already here. Listen, when you're worshiping God, you can forget your affliction and let the lame say, I can walk. Let the blind say, I can see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Woo!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name.
Somebody starts talking about the church, the poor old church. I hope you can make it. You know, the Bible said if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? You know, we just barely gonna make it in. If we struggle and strain hard enough, we may make it in. I've heard them preach about the church, the wounded that are there. They talk about the church. They talk about those that are so wounded. Another's got a bandage around their head, the other's limping, and I have to support it. You know, we just barely go limping in those streets of gold. You know, if maybe if God's feeling just right, He'll let us get in. Maybe we won't fall right at the door. Maybe, you know, the poor old church. You know, the church ain't what it used to be. Church is what it's always been. You're the one that ain't what it is. You're the scoundrel, not the church.
Oh, but, you know, we go through so much down here.
Now just lean on me, it'll be all right, I'll help you. We'll both just struggle together the best we can. Maybe we're going to make it. I don't know, you sure are heady. And maybe if God's merciful, maybe, just maybe, we'll make it. I hope we do. Poor church, Sister Nolan. You know, the church got a little age on her now. She's nearly 2,000 years old. Got a little rheumatiz now. We just can't seem to do what we used to do. You know, we struggling along. I hope we can make it. You ever hear anybody preach like that? The righteous scared. You know, the Bible said, except their first come, a great falling away. Poor church. She's just a losing ground all over. I hope the Lord comes before we all go that way. Poor church. Somebody better get to praying for the church. We need all the help we can get. You know, they must use a different Bible than I use. Because I ain't ever seen a picture of that kind of church in the Bible. I see a church triumphant. I want you to know something, my friend. We don't need to worry about carrying the limping. God has given us His Spirit, and because He has, there will be victory. We're going to shout down streets of gold when we walk into that city of gold. It's going to be the triumph march. I'm going to shout. I'm going to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Michael Gray, come here. Don't stop here. Go up there in that choir loft and get that flag up there. Y'all think I'm crazy. I might as well convince you.
Go get that flag up there. Now some of you are wanting to stand up. Amen. Can you take it out of that stand? Just cut that thing. There you go. Get it where you can get a hold of it. That's the Christian flag. That's just a symbol. It's just representative of something. It represents the church. It's not all cast down and beat down on the ground with the devil stomping the life out of it, but it's raised in victory, in power, in glory.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Now, I want the aisles cleared for just a minute. Don't want nobody else out in the aisle. Brother Michael, I want you to take in this center here, just the center, because we won't be able to get by on the side aisle. And I want you to put that thing on your shoulder, and I want you to walk like you think you're going to walk when the church goes up and walks into the streets of gold. Now, if you think you're going to drag around, just drag around. But if you don't think you're going to drag, I want you, if you feel like dancing, you know, I kind of got a feeling when I make it into the pearly gates, I'm going to do a little dance. I don't think I'm just going to walk like I'm out for a Sunday afternoon stroll. I think I'm going to do a little dancing. I'm going to shout, thank God, I made it. I made it. I made it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm coming to that city. I'm walking on the streets of gold. Well, you think you can do it? Well, see if you can. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Woo! Glory!
Hallelujah! Oh, that's it! That's the church! It's the church triumphant! We're not defeated! We're not cast down! We've got the victory! We're the church triumphant! Oh, yeah! Smile. Wait!
Yeah.
It's the church I'm talking about!
Woo.
I'm talking about the church!
The church.
I'm talking about the
church! The church! Woo!
Listen, the dead in Christ are just sleeping. And when the trumpet sounds, I'm coming out of the ground if I'm there. And we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together and we're going home.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
God has taken the sting out of death, and God has taken the strength out of sin. And I have been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ, and I've got my banner. I wave it high. I wave it high. I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about the church in the book of Revelation. It's built on a rock. Got a sure foundation. It's been through the flood, but the flood couldn't drown it. It's been through the fire, but the fire couldn't burn it. I'm talking about the church.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody says, but you know, I just don't understand all this. You know, I'm just a little different than you are. We don't do it quite like you do. Huh? And you know, if I understood a little bit more about it, I'd be willing to do something about it. I want y'all to forget about everything. Let's just worship God.
Yeah.
Now, the only way for the miraculous to take place is no strain, no trying, no pressure. Just worship God, just like we've been doing. That's how miracles take place. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, the church triumphant! The church triumphant! The church is triumphant. The church is alive. Oh, the church is alive. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Well, glory.
Hallelujah. Woo.
If I just understood a little more, I'd be whole. Now, you're just telling a story. That's a nice way of saying you're telling a lie. Because there's very few individuals in this building that are master mechanics, yet every one of us will get out and drive a car. I don't know nothing about one. The only thing I can identify under the hood's a battery. The only thing I know about one, Brother Barnes, is when I turn the key and it goes click, click, or conk, conk, or something, it's time to call somebody. But do you think I'm going to walk or ride a horse or pull a buggy when I got that out? I don't understand it, but I sure am going to enjoy it. I'm going to use it.
Yeah, that's it, that's it.
We have very few electricians in this building. We may have some, but we have very few electricians in this building. But do you think I'm going to shut the lights off and cut the air conditioners off just because I don't understand how to use it? The only thing I know about is you flip that switch and lights come on. You set that thermostat and air comes on, thank God. And I'm going to use it. I don't understand the thing in the world about it, but I'm going to use it. And it's the same way with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Just enjoy it.
Use
just
it.
Let go.
Use
let
it.
Go and let Him have His way. I don't know about y'all, but I'm beginning to feel pretty good. I like that little chorus of song we sing. There's something about the power of the Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I've got it. I may not be able to tell you all the ins and outs of it. I may not be able to answer every question you've got. I may not know how to tell you everything about it that there is, but I can tell you I've got it. I wish y'all could see her walking. I wish y'all could see her walking.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I wish you could see her walking.
Yeah.
I want you to look how little she's.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm talking about the church. Now, for some of you visitors that may not know what in the world we're going on about, this girl was born without hip joints. She's been crippled all the days of her life. That's why we're excited. That's why we're dancing around. We're thankful for what God has done. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 There ain't no telling what God will do if you'll just believe tonight. Just put your faith in action right now. Ask God for it. You can receive it. The healer is walking down these aisles right now. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All you gotta do is just believe it. Just receive it. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. In Jesus' name. It's yours right now. Just believe it. Hallelujah. Come on, church, rejoice. If you're in this building tonight and you need a deliverance, I want you to put your hands in the air and say, I believe God. I believe God. Your deliverance is here now. Nobody has to lay a hand on you. You just believe it. It's according to your faith. Be it unto you right now in Jesus' name.
Oh,
amen.
God,
in
amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hear my mother
know
now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. It's physically impossible for Sister Bowers to be doing what she's doing. She is nearly totally bedridden and blind with sugar diabetes. But I want you to know the Lord opened the door for her last night. And she's a-walking through it. She's a-walking through it. She's a-walking through it. And God
is
her healer.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Some of you watch the lady going down the aisle there. Amen. Amen. Let's watch for these that have their needs tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You might as well let your faith go tonight. It ain't going to do no good to hold it in. Amen. It don't do any good to hold your faith in tonight. Let it go. In the name of Jesus Christ, I curse the tactics of the enemy, the root and the seed of it. I command it to leave her now. You see, oh God, the desire of this woman. And in the name of Jesus, I pray that complete blessing. Kolobo sotokobo kasanda. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. My Lord, I feel your presence. Let's worship the Lord. Let's don't leave tonight. Let's don't be spectating. Let's keep in the spirit of worship. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke this affliction. I curse it and command it by the power of thy name, Jesus. Loose its hold on her now and let healing virtue flow. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Lift your hands and worship the Lord tonight, church. I ask you, God, to renew the spirit in this man. Restore unto him his full joy of salvation. I pray now for that spiritual operation. For I know that when that spiritual operation takes place, there's going to be a physical operation. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the baptism of power sweep over this man from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Touch the affliction in the body and let healing come to him. Amen. Worship the Lord with him tonight. Worship is what brings the victory. Holy Ghost, in thy name, Jesus, I pray that you'd look on this man and his need. And you that are the physician of our bodies know the extent of this disease and cancer. I curse it. I curse it in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse it. I command now a touch of power to surge through this man. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're not through. Keep worshiping the Lord. God operates in the worship of his people.
Church, continue to pray. Brother Smith is dealing with the sick tonight. Continue to put your faith forward now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In the lovely name of Jesus Christ, you see this woman and the desire of her heart and the faith that is resident there right now. I pray that the virtue of thy spirit would flow through this body, and that from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, the spirit would move. Loose her from this infirmity. Curse this affliction. And loose her now. And restore the use of these legs. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it, Lord. Believe in you. Let's everybody lift our hands and praise him. According to your faith tonight. Be it unto you. Right now you have what you want. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. However you feel, act upon it. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I curse this diabetic condition in this young lady. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command it to turn loose now. Let the power and the virtue of thy spirit flow. And you see this other need that she's voiced tonight. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord would reach out and work now. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord tonight, church. Amen, 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 amen.